Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn with me this evening in the Scriptures to the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans chapter 5. We have begun, a couple of weeks ago, a new series on Friday nights called, anybody know it? Reigning in Life. Right? Maybe you didn't know it, but I told you now. Reigning in Life is what we're calling it. And our master text is here in Romans chapter 5. In Romans, the 5th chapter, the 12th verse, let's pray and then we'll read. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. You're so good to us. We're so blessed in so many ways and so many areas that we have to remind ourselves we are thankful. We give you all the glory. Thank you for the Holy Word that is life to us, health and medicine to all of our flesh. Thank you for the great Holy Spirit whom you've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and to be our teacher and our comforter and our helper in every area and way. We submit to Him. We yield to Him. I yield to you, Lord. Let your words come through us that we may speak as the oracles of God, that we may hear your very words by your anointing. Give everyone ears to hear and eyes that see and hearts open and receptive. Let there come divine grace deposits and truth impartations, answers to questions, release and deliverance from problems, for your word is very powerful. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name, and we say by your grace, we'll respect what you give us, and we'll not be hearers only, but we'll be doers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. You believing with me tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're very close to some things. I sense in my spirit. The realm of the spirit and the realm of the natural are so very close to each other. You know, angels are here. You don't see them, but they're here. And most of the time, people are not aware of the realm of the Spirit. Well, God is Spirit. But the more we get in the Spirit, the more we're aware of Him and aware of activity. All our loved ones that are saved, that are in heaven, they don't know everything. They don't know when we get a new car, and they don't know, you know, when we buy new clothes, and don't care. But spiritual things, they're aware of. So why would you say such a thing? The Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice when somebody comes back to the Lord.
Yes.
Well, they knew it. Well, if they knew it, other folks in heaven could know it too. Did you hear me?
Yes.
And so, you know, I believe the Lord is bringing us up in awareness. Can you tell? I mean, over the last few weeks, the faith has come up. And awareness and sensitivity. Well, what's going to happen is God's going to give us stronger and stronger things. We're going to get more insight into His plan and His ways. Going to be more aware of Him. Right? And that should be our desire and goal, not for you to be aware of me and not for me to be aware of you. But we ought to just be fine with us if we come in here and lay on the floor for 2 hours and can't see or think of anything but God. Right? We're so full of Him and His power and presence is so real and so strong. Well, if we'll stay hooked with Him, He'll do things like that.
Yeah.
Right? And we won't try to produce it.
No, right.
So people get in trouble when they try to make things happen.
Sure.
They try to produce things, and it's just flesh, and it gets in the way of the real. I don't want substitutes and junk. I want the real, don't you?
Yes. Yes,
God is real.
Yes.
You don't have to make up something. You don't have to try to put on something. You can have the real thing.
Yeah.
So let's focus on Him tonight. Next service, let's focus on Him until we see Him stronger and stronger Talking about in our spirit. Clearer and clearer. We're more and more aware of Him. And then that increased awareness of His presence stays with us when we leave. Right? And we just are more aware of Him at night in our bed, in the daytime on the job. We're just more aware of Him. He's more real to us. Now, He hasn't changed, but our awareness of Him can come way up. Right? Glory to God. Let's read this and release faith in what we just prayed. Romans 5:12. He said, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin's not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned. Death did what?
Rain.
What reigned?
Death.
Why did death reign? How did death get in here? If there'd never been any sin, there would never have been any death. Now that's kind of hard for us to grasp because we live in a world full of death. Flowers died, trees died, animals died, human beings died. But it was never supposed to be that way. It was not intended to be that way. In the beginning, the flowers did not die. The trees did not die. The animals and humans did not age. And soon and very soon, it's going to be restored back to that. How many believe what you read in the book of Revelation that there'll be no more curse and there'll be no more crying, no more sorrow, no more dying, no more hospitals, no more mental institutions, no more cemeteries, no more funeral homes, no more. All be like a bad dream. No more aches and pains. Soon and very soon. Death, though, because of sin, reigned. It reigned. From Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who's the figure of him that was to come. Verse 17, skip down, please. Verse 17. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Do you believe that verse? What did the verse say? It said death reigned because of sin. But has something changed since Jesus has come? Is grace available in Him? Is righteousness available in Him? Yes. And by this grace and by this righteousness, we have the privilege of death not ruling and reigning over us, but us ruling and reigning in life. In life. Other translations say in this life. Everybody say it out loud. By grace and righteousness, I reign in life. By Christ Jesus. Is that scripture?
Yes.
Now this is not something that you necessarily see like you should the first time or two or 10 times you hear it. The devil has so blinded the minds of men on the face of the planet. The Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is called the god of this world. And he's blinded the minds of them that believe not. He's continuing to reign, and the curse is reigning in this world. It's all you got to do is look around and see, are things dying and people being cursed and all manner of terrible things. But he's doing it illegally because Jesus has defeated him. Right? And we're not promised that, you know, we're going to be immortal in this physical body. In fact, we're told, you know, that it is appointed unto man once to die. But we have been given the earnest of our inheritance. And we do not have to let sin rule over us. We do not have to let the curse rule over us. We do not have to let death rule over us. We can rule and reign. so much to the point to where 1 Corinthians 15 says that even at death, we can look at the grave and we say, ha, grave, where's your victory? You have none. Right? Death, where's your sting? Do we have victory over death? To so many people, that's not real. And they mourn like people who have no hope. But friend, when you're saved, when Jesus is your Lord and you've been born again and you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, death is not the end.
Amen.
Death is not defeat.
Amen.
Right? You step out of your body, it falls to a clump on the floor and you say, I'll pick you up soon.
Amen.
And you're out of here to check out your new mansion.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Dead? Nah. Your body sleeps. But you're very much alive.
Amen.
Right? More aware than you've ever been. Don't feel sorry for Christians who die. I said, don't feel sorry for Christians. Are you, people that's born again, don't. Whoo, are you kidding? No. He said death reigned because of sin. But now we can reign because of the righteousness that's in Christ. Reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Skip down to verse 21. As sin has reigned to death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I know you may not feel like you understand all of that, and certainly we don't, but this is going to grow in you. It's going to grow on you. And we're going to camp on this. Are you believing with me now? If we fully understood this, you know, we'd be running and shouting and running up and down the aisles here all night long and probably until tomorrow. We haven't seen this. We haven't understood what this means. But you just got to receive it by faith. Right? Before you understand it, just say, I believe this.
I accept this.
Death no longer reigns over me.
Sin no longer reigns over me.
The devil no longer reigns over me.
I reign in life.
By Christ Jesus. Now you couldn't say that too much. I reign in life. It'd help you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, I reign in life. I reign in life. Ride down the road in your car going, I reign in life. I reign in this life. By Christ Jesus. Faith comes by hearing. Even if you don't understand it, even if you don't know what it means, just say it and say it and hear it and say it and say it and hear it and hear it and say it. Something will begin to work inside you. It'll begin to get bigger than your understanding.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Exercising Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001C. That's R-1001C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.